So welcome to week three of our February series, At Home in the Heart. This class is sponsored by Marie Kondo. No, I'm just kidding. But it's an advertisement for her show. As I was writing my Dharma talk today, I was like, I'm selling this woman's show for her. So we have been talking about being at home in our own heart space. Week one was the invitation to just simply claim our hearts as home. And I hope that it set up the sense that you don't have to be a yoga guru who's into the chakras. You don't have to be some sort of earth hippie child to be at home in your heart. It's for all of us. It's for the businesswoman and the stay-at-home parent and the student and the person interested in yoga and the person who could care less about yoga. It's for all of us to be comfortable with what's inside, to be familiar with our own emotional terrain. And then in week two, we talked about the discipline of staying once we decide to call our heart home. So once we say, yes, I'd like to know what's going on inside, I want to be familiar with what my feelings actually feel like, then we have to really commit to it because it'll be uncomfortable at times. And our job as practitioners is to stay even amidst discomfort so that we can not be scared of the difficult feelings and be fully present for the good feelings. So this third week, I'm calling it renunciation, which is maybe not the right word, but it's the one I chose. So traditionally, the word renunciation is linked to meditation practice, meaning give up all the extraneous stuff that distracts you from your practice, okay? Which is not what I'm saying. I'm pro Netflix. But what we are going to be giving up in practice is the attachment to story, okay? So if you, like most of the country, has been obsessed with the Marie Kondo show on Netflix called Tidying Up, Marie Kondo is like an organizational woman. She like teaches people how to clean and declutter their homes, okay? And her credo, I guess, is that you should only keep things that spark joy for you. So she literally like goes to these people's homes and asks them to touch every single thing and decide, does this spark joy in you when you touch it? And if the answer is yes, great, you're gonna keep it. And if the answer is no, she asks you to thank it and release it. That's literally her instruction. Thank it and release it. This shirt that was cool in 1992 and you're not gonna wear ever again, thank you and release it, right? So as I have been watching this show, I thought, well, that's exactly what we should be doing in our heart space. Because there is no doubt as we sit down and close our eyes and start to pay attention, we're gonna run into old stories, for sure. And the tendency for the most part is to either come down on ourselves, like, oh, here I am doing the same old thing. I always fall back on this story or this habit or this belief. Or instead of coming down on ourselves, we just get sucked right into it and we don't even realize we're like lost in this story that's actually no longer relevant to us. And so our practice this evening is one of thanking and releasing what no longer serves us. And I stumbled across this review of the show, Tidying Up. The review was in The Atlantic, and the author writes, the organizational guru's new Netflix series isn't about judgment, decor, or the spectacle of mess. It's about cultivating empathy for the things that surround us. And our practice, I believe, is doing the same. It's not asking us to judge what we experience or how we do when we meditate. It's not about decorating the practice and making it seem like, oh, I'm such a good meditator and om. It's not pretending. And it's also not about opening up what's inside and then reveling in the disaster that's there, right? It's not about climbing inside those murky emotions and staying there for the next 3 months. That's not the point. The point is about, with kindness, with compassion, can I be present for this? Can I be present for the story that was created when I was 5 and for some reason lives on in my brain? Can I be compassionate for the ways in which I'm hard on myself and the ways in which I'm too gentle with myself or just right? Can I be compassionate when I feel like I'm feeling the right emotions or when I feel like I'm feeling the wrong emotions? So we're going to practice this evening. And as we practice, it's not the time to go into the story, okay? So we're going to practice just like we always do, which is to sit, we're going to relax, and we're going to start to pay attention to the breath. And we're paying attention to the breath, and all these other thoughts are happening alongside it. We're thinking about what we had for dinner and what we're doing next and yada, yada. So the gift of it is, as we sit day after day, week after week, we start to see the repeating stories, the ones that keep popping up every time we get still. And it's not in the sit that you go, aha, this is my story. I'm going to thank it and release it. It's later. Now is the time for noticing. But when we leave the practice, that's when you can choose, I'm going to journal about this or talk about this or spend some time reflecting on this particular story that's coming up for me that I'd like to let go of. Okay? So in the practice itself, it's just the practice. It's not the work of processing or digesting. But post-practice is a beautiful time to take what you notice, thank it, and release it if it no longer serves. Yeah. Okay, let's practice together. So take a moment to find your seat. If you've already had your legs crossed, you can certainly uncross them, cross them the other way, make sure everything feels fairly comfortable. Hands are gonna rest down onto your lap, palms face down. When you're ready, you can close your eyes. And if you prefer, you can absolutely just stare softly at the ground. Together as a group, take a nice inhale in and release a sigh. And we'll do that again, inhaling. Big sigh. And then letting your breath go. Feeling the easy inhales and exhales. We start our practice as we always do, just by silently saying to ourselves, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that invitation, let yourself truly sit. Feel the fullness of your body, of your being, settle into the cushions, blankets, chairs beneath you. Relax your thighs, relax your hips. And take a moment to lift up and lengthen your spine. So you feel just a little bit taller than normal. You might softly press the shoulder blades back and down. Lift up the back of your head so that your neck feels long. And then right down the front of the face, the muscles relax. Softening the space between the eyebrows. Softening the skin around the eyes. Relax your jaw, your lips, your tongue. Perhaps you sense just a bit of space inside the mouth. feeling the throat soften. A few breaths across your shoulders so that they can just relax a bit. As if just by sitting and breathing, any tension in the shoulders could melt away. You might feel a few breaths through your chest. Unwinding any tightness or gripping in the center of your chest. And feeling your breath, your awareness drift down to the belly, allowing those belly muscles just to soften a bit. So here we sit, the back of our body engaged enough to be awake, present. The front of our body is soft, receptive to whatever it is that shows up in our practice today. Gradually here, you'll send your attention to your breath. Just feeling your breath wherever you can. Inside the nose, the throat, maybe somewhere in your chest. Where do you feel it when you breathe? I invite you to feel without words, without description or question, just letting yourself feel. Inhale and exhale. As we move into a period of silence here, you're just going to gently try to stay with the feeling of the breath. And without doubt, there will be thoughts too. To-do list, memories, daydreams. And as those things, those distractions pop up for you, just see if you can notice with a bit of a smile. Notice if you're planning, if you're dreaming. Notice if you're worrying. And then simply return to the feeling of the breath. Without judgment or spectacle, notice what goes on in the mind. We sweetly return to the feel of the breath. moment here to deepen your breath. Deeper inhale, deeper exhale. Noticing where you are. If you got lost in a story or a thought, notice it. Coming back to this moment and this breath with empathy for all that surrounds us. When you're ready, we'll just bring our palms together in front of our hearts like a prayer. Bow your chin down for a moment, taking time to simply thank yourself for carving out the space to sit still, to pay attention, and to claim our hearts as home. Thank you guys so much for sharing this series with me this month. Namaste.